accession number 29076, reel 7.
Doing, increasing the speed of the air over your wings by 100 miles, I suppose, aren't you? 100 miles an hour. If you're stationed on... I don't know. You've got me fixed. I'm too old to work that one out, I think. I'll bypass that question, I think. I know that at great heights in a Spitfire, your controls used to wobble, get very wallowy altogether. Spitfire wasn't good at over about 25,000 feet. You could feel that you know the controls were very sloppy, because the air is thinner, you see, there. And also the engine was feeling it a bit too, as it was going to do the air intake, I suppose. Yes, I mean, if you flew at slow speeds on a very windy, gaily day, you could certainly feel the bumps to some extent if you were low down.
And you were just talking earlier off the tape about what it felt like to fly. I wonder if you could talk a bit more about just the feeling of flying.
Flying itself? Well, I think this depends on every individual, but I loved it. It's a wonderful feeling, and I think most people do. When you're in control of the thing, and I mean, flying on a lovely summer's day, and maybe with fluffy cloud and stuff, and if it's the sort of situation where you can fly in and out of and round the clouds and so on, in a little slow plane, absolutely unbelievable. You know, it's I think enough to elevate anybody's spirits to a sort of poetic state. Yes. Some aircraft are more fearsome than others. I mean, the Americans built a single-engine fighter called a Thunderbolt. And that, it was a very fast and extremely powerful aircraft. It had a terrific engine. And if that was put into a dive, it was so constructed that it was very difficult to pull it out of a dive. And numerous American pupils, and some of ours too, it went into the ground with it at colossal speeds. Because whereas pulling an aircraft out of a spin in our terms was generally a matter of not allowing too much, keeping too much engine on, but easing the stick back and putting full rudder on against the spin, you see. This is mixing up two things. If you're in a dive, you could ease it out of a dive by just pulling the stick back. But with this American Thunderbolt, so we were told, and it seems to be backed up all round, if you started pulling the stick back, the thing used to nose over more vertically towards the ground. And there was some awful thing of needing to put the stick forward and use a lot of engine to get it out of the dive, which is absolutely against the natural instincts to do. And when I was in Egypt, that happened. Somebody went straight in from about 30,000 feet, I think. The noise apparently had to be heard to be believed. But, some aircraft like Spitfire, I don't know about the Hurricanes, I didn't fly them very much. I just had about two trips in them. The Spitfire was a beautifully behaved machine, and it, in general terms, did what you asked it to do. It could get... At fast speeds, it could get fairly stiff, I must say, the controls. And this is, I think, the answer to your question, does the wind... I mean, as the faster you go, the faster the wind is, I suppose you could say. Not the wind downstairs, but the wind you're... the faster the wind's going over the controls, over the control surfaces, I mean, like the ailerons and the tailplane elevators. Well, I think I've more or less told you my history now, for good or for worse.